Hey, you know what we're going to talk about next?
No.
A man who knows almost everything. He's probably forgotten more about Jazz Fest than you and I will ever know. Test your knowledge against, well, that's his name, Mark Rosenzweig. Well, we call him Swag. If you've ever been to his website, I'll pull it up for you. Let's check it out. But everything you've ever wanted to know about Jazz Fest is on there. What to bring, what to eat, where to go, tickets, what you can bring, you know, everything.
And does he make a living doing this?
He loves going to the festivals. We'll talk to him. We'll find out more. We'll take your questions. More email has come in about Swag's visit here or actually going to be on the show. We'll ask him some of those questions as well. Rob and Bo on the new 99.5FM.com. Glad you're with us on this rainy Thursday. And do drive carefully out there. Obviously, some traffic problems and wet streets, tornado warnings. Watch, rather.
Water coming up from the streets in certain places in New Orleans, actually coming out of the sewer system.
Do you realize that that's how New Orleans flooded, actually, the Broadmoor area?
Yes.
It actually came up through the sewer. It was gross. I have a friend who lives in Broadmoor. He told me that story. It was like, oh, no. Unbelievable. Anyway, things should be clearing out for Jazz Fest tomorrow. First weekend begins tomorrow at about 11 o'clock. You can get your free tickets online at the new995fm.com. In addition, there is the entire schedule of things to do, who's playing, when, where, what, ticket information. Go to the new995fm.com, click on Jazz Fest. And a guy who knows, probably forgotten more about Jazz Fest than you and I will ever know, we'll just call him Swag. Good morning, Swag. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. Where you at these days?
Home is Dallas, Texas.
Texas.
On the first plane down tomorrow morning. I'll be at the fairgrounds by noon, maybe 12:30.
All right. Can I get a few things out of the way here before we get to the questioning? Your fans have already found you here. Miami Steve has some questions. He says he saw the announcement that you were going to be here. Says, that's great. He's a living, breathing Jazz Fest encyclopedia. Question for Swag. What is the Pet the Cat crew, and how do I join your worldwide festivalists?
Pet the Cat crew is just a group of Jazz Fest fans, fans of mostly Jazz Fest, but other festivals, I guess, around the country, around the world. Started up, I guess, out of South Miami in the Miami area in the 1990s, I suppose. When the World Wide Web first started forming, they started making some noise. They had a bulletin board, and pretty soon they had 20, 30, 40, 50 people from everywhere, from Boston to California, from Miami up to Minneapolis, and a couple of people from overseas who would get together every year at Jazz Fest. And, real-world friendships came out of this online world and love for the fest.
Well, you do. I see people when I go out there. It's like, didn't I see you last year here? That's the only time, you get in touch. You haven't seen them anywhere else all year, but you see them back at Jazz Fest. Right. Also, Tybee Dog. Sorry, he won't be at Jazz Fest this year. And he says to tell you to tell Miss Lena hello at the Zulu Diamond Cutters tent.
Absolutely, I will. Miss Lena, right. She runs a beer tent, which are all run by volunteers out at the fairground.
Mm-hmm.
And after Katrina, a lot of the people who were part of her crew and who manned the booth every year for her evacuated and never made it back to the city. And a bunch of us who were on the official Jazz Fest chat board found out about that. And, Ms. Lena was wondering if she'd even be able to have the booth last year. And so we all stepped up and, took 2-hour or 4-hour shifts to help out.
That was nice.
We're able to get the booth going. We're doing it again this year.
Rob, two more quick instant messages. One from Liz just popped up and another one from Johnny here. John from Kenner.
Okay.
All these people can't wait for you to come to town. Tell us about your website. I went on there. It's extremely complete. And how did you get, living in Dallas, how did you get even involved? What's your love of Jazz Fest?
My first Jazz Fest was 1996.
96. A late starter.
I had no idea.
A baby to Jazz Fest.
Hey, let's go to New Orleans for Jazz Fest. I was thinking it was going to be kind of like Tanglewood up in the Northeast, just a big manicured lawn and a bunch of people sitting back on chairs listening to the classical jazz. And then about a month after we booked the trip, I finally saw the lineup and saw that Fish and the Allman Brothers were playing. And I realized, hey, this is not your grandma's Jazz Fest.
You're right.
So I came down, and the first couple of years we went, we just had a wonderful time. We also kind of had some mishaps. We had our car towed.
Uh-oh.
We got our car broken into.
That's just our way of saying welcome to New Orleans. Everyone gets their car towed.
That's right. We paid $200 a night for a really bad hotel.
Ugh.
And I started thinking, okay, we've made some mistakes. I'm sure a lot of people make them. But, wouldn't it be great if I could kind of share some of what I'm learning as a tourist coming to town for Jazz Fest so other people might not make the same mistakes.
What are the three big things you think you've learned that you tell everybody now if they're coming to Jazz Fest for the first time?
coming for the first time, I'm going to tell you to ignore a lot of other people's advice about chairs and backpacks and all the stuff to bring and travel light.
Okay, travel light.
Don't overplan. You know, the Cubes come out, and there's so many great bands playing, and you can get out your highlighter and start marking off all and before you know, your entire day is planned. But some of the best stuff at Jazz Fest is the stuff you're not expecting.
Exactly.
So don't overplan and wander. So, you know, just take your time. Slowly wander by some stages. You don't know who's playing. Follow your ears. Look for what sounds good, and you'll find some great music. Yeah.
Now, having said that, who are you most looking forward to seeing this time?
This year, if I had to pick one set, I'd say Irma Thomas has a set in the Gospel Tent this year. You know, she always plays one of the big stages, and she's usually, you know, great. She's Irma. But 2 years ago, she did a tribute to Sister Rosetta Tharpe in the Blues Tent. And she did just a couple of songs, and her take on Beams of Heaven was, you know, maybe one of the single best musical performances I've ever seen in my life. And this year in the Gospel Tent, she's doing a tribute to Mahalia Jackson.
Wow.
If that comes even close to what she did in the Blues Tent for Rosetta Tharpe, it's going to be the set of the fest.
Yeah, Gospel Tent's an interesting place to go in there. I mean, it's a great place to get out of the sun and sit down, but you can see some amazing music there as well. What are your favorite things to eat at Jazz Fest?
Oh, food. Okay. My favorite, probably, well, I can't pick one favorite. The Nacogdoches meat pies. I will suck down a few of those.
Meat pies.
I think as the vendor has pheasant, quail, and andouille gumbo. Sounds a bit obscure, but it's probably some of the best gumbo I've ever had. It's a wonderful dark roux. Always get a few bowls of crawfish Monica, like everybody else.
Big thing in the paper today on the inception of crawfish Monica, who it's named after. They don't give the recipe, by the way.
It's not only it's like trademarked and copyrighted. And
it sure is.
Protective about that. I've actually seen places selling crawfish Monica outside of the fest, but it's not the same, and I'm sure they get sued if they found out about it.
They do. She says that their lawyer sends out hundreds of letters all the time.
Really?
Saying you must cease and desist calling it crawfish Monica. Exactly.
Yep.
Because they end up selling it. So you'll be in tomorrow.
Yeah, coming in tomorrow morning.
Do you stay the entire time, or do you go back to Dallas?
The entire time. Well, you know, I used to come one weekend or the other, and then I kind of started stretching it. There was a party, actually it was a Pet the Cat party I wanted to go to 1 year on a Wednesday night, so I came in for that. And then there was a crawfish boil that was on a Tuesday afternoon, so the next year I came in for that. And I kind of stretched out and stretched out. But what I found is that the days in between the two weekends, for an out-of-towner who doesn't get to New Orleans, is, you know, almost as much fun as the festival itself. There's just so much going on.
There's great music between that week as well, because the musicians are coming and going, and they'll go out at night. I always think that the clubs are that much more energized during that week between Jazz Fest.
Oh, it's the week between and two weekends of. I mean, there's a site I actually helped out with 1 year called jazzfestgrids.com, and it was just a bunch of people, you know, not professionals, just folks coming into town for Jazz Fest were wondering, hey, who's playing? And so we started getting together and just compiling all this information on a website.
How did your website come about? Because you mentioned other festivals as well, but how did yours come about? What made you decide to put that up?
Like I say, it was I wanted to share the things I had done wrong. It's kind of one thing I started. And it was, again, back in, I don't know, it was either 97 or 98 that I started it up. And, you know, the web was really new back then. And I was just kind of curious, hey, can I do a website, you know? And, you know, what's something I love that I could do a website about? And so I kind of started it up, and started pretty small. It, you know, wasn't near what you see today.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I started getting a lot of wonderful feedback from people around the world who used my site and said it helped them out, and I started adding more and more stuff to it. There's a lot of neat stuff out there now.
Well,
one
I sure enjoy
my favorite
it.
Things, I've got something I call the Cube Rescue, and it's just an archiving of all of the Cubes, the Jazz Fest daily schedules from years going back into the 70s. And there's a couple of years I'm missing, so if anyone out there has them, I'd love for you to...
What years are you missing?
A copy.
What years are you missing?
Oh, hold on 1 second. I'd have to check that out.
It's
mostly years from the late 70s and early 80s.
Gotcha. Do you buy the poster? Are you a poster collector or memorabilia from there? What do you buy while you're out there? There's plenty of shopping.
I've got something like 13 Jazz Fest posters hanging on my walls, and I've got probably 5 or 6 more sitting in my closet because I'm just out of wall space.
Yeah. That's what happened
kind of
to me.
My guilty pleasure. And I get the T-shirts a lot of years, and sometimes the Hawaii shirts that they sell over at the poster booths. You know, there's other collectibles, too, that are interesting that I personally don't go for. You know, they got the first aid covers at the post office booth there. You know, there's some wonderful crafts at the contemporary crafts area.
Well, you've got a great website there. The basics on the page there at the Jazz Fest, food and beverage, ticket information, travel information, evenings, music, videos, books. You've got it all. And if you don't mind, I'm going to put a link on my webpage, or my blog, rather. I've done it once before, and I said
figured
you gave permission.
Okay.
Oh, no, I know how to do it, but I wanted his permission. And they said, well, you know what? He's going to be on the show. I'm pretty sure he'd be okay with it. So
absolutely. I'll take all the publicity I can get.
You got it, Swag. We will see you. We will see you at the fest, and enjoy yourself. Be careful out there.
I'll be out there. Thank you.
Outstanding, man. Very good. He's an interesting guy.
Interesting. I like people that find something they like and figure out a way to sort of make a living from it.
He does, and I'd love to have him on, you know, in studio next week and see if we can't do some trivia. I hear he's a wealth of knowledge and, you know, give us his impressions maybe on the first weekend.
Right.
Have him back here maybe on Thursday before opening second weekend. That'd be kind of fun.